Good morning, my friends, and welcome to our Friday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Although sometimes it might be 6 or 7 minutes, but it's the time where we just begin our day sharing a few minutes together in God's Word. Today, we are in Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 36. Here, certain religious leaders continue to challenge Jesus' authority and question him about the Messiah. A teacher of the law seeks to trap Jesus by asking him to state what he believes is the greatest commandment. And God's saving word for us as we conclude our week together is wisdom. So let's begin reading at Matthew chapter 22, beginning at verse 34. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they came together, and one of them, a teacher of the law, tried to trap him with a question. "Teacher," he asked, "which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and most important commandment. The second most important commandment is like it. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. The whole law of Moses and the teachings of the prophets depend on these two commandments." When some Pharisees gathered together, Jesus asked them, "What do you think about the Messiah? Whose descendant is he?" "Well, he's David's descendant," they answered. "Why then," Jesus asked, "did the Spirit inspire David to call him Lord? David said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit here at my right side until I put your enemies under your feet.' If then David called him Lord, how can the Messiah be David's descendant?" And no one was able to give Jesus any answer, and from that day on, no one dared ask him any more questions. And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, where Jesus answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." And it's interesting that the Bible goes on to say that after Jesus finished with all of these traps that his enemies had placed for him, that they had just given up. They're not going to try to entrap him in his words any longer, because he is just too good. Jesus is just too good at this. All right, it's kind of like, you're inviting somebody to a game of wits, and they are not equipped to participate in that game. Amen? Well, how would you respond if someone came along and told you, what's the most important thing in your life? What is the most important part of God's will, the greatest of the commandments? And, of course, that thing that determines how God can be active, merciful, and blessing in your life. If you are worshiping the Lord your God with all your heart, mind and soul, well, then you are placing yourself in the position where God can bless you. And once you're there, then you're blessed. You're the one that the psalmist talks about. You're the one that Jesus teaches about. Blessed is he who, does these things. That's right. Put yourself in the place of blessing by putting yourself in a right relationship with God. Let's pray. Lord God, I seek to love you with all my heart, soul, and mind, and to love my neighbor as myself. May all I do and say today reflect my love for you and a love for others as you have taught. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, this brings our time together to an end this week, beloved. Join me on Monday when we will be in Matthew chapter 25, where by means of a parable, Jesus teaches about being watchful and ready to greet him when he returns. However, between now and Monday, we have Sunday, and I really hope to be able to to see each of you in church this coming Sunday. And of course, if physically you just can't make it, well, then you can do what Terry and so many others do when they can't make it to church. They go ahead and join us via our WhatsApp program and or on Facebook, because we are on both of those platforms. So I hope to see you this coming Sunday, and may God richly bless you is my prayer.